Can I honestly ask God to enable me to achieve this decision? Can I? The Christian life is a serious relationship with the Lord, and we should not presume to make decisions on our own and then seek God's approval. No, it doesn't work that way. First, we must ask Him if this is what He'd have us do. Since we live in a world opposed to God and His righteousness, we are inadequate to make wise choices without His help or guidance.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hi there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I thank you for listening to Your Place of Grace. Today, we're going to talk about a question that I know that people have asked me over the years, many, many times when I pastored and even now as an evangelist. And the question is this: Tony, man, how can I be sure of God's will? How can I be sure what God's will is? If somebody asks you what Christians mean when they speak of the will of God, what would you say? Although it may seem like a strange concept to those people who don't know Christ, believers need to understand exactly what this means. The will of God. Now, the will of God refers to His purpose, plan, and desire for our lives. Christians should have the same attitude that is described in Psalm 40, verse 8. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. And yet people sit in churches every week without giving any thought whatsoever to God's will for their lives. Therefore, they have no idea what He wants to accomplish in and through them. Every day of our lives is to be lived for God's purpose, according to His plan and in obedience to His desires. But how can we be sure we're actually walking in His will, especially in times of difficulty, suffering, or pain? Although trials may seem contrary to God's will, He assures us that whatever He allows is designed for our ultimate good. Yes, even the heartaches and hardships. Here are some categories of God's will. There's the predetermined will of God. What's that mean? Well, there are certain events that the Lord has predestined to occur, and no one can thwart His sovereignty in those things. Then there is His moral will. These are the righteous standards by which God intends for all humankind to live. A good example is the Ten Commandments, which apply to all people. Then there's God's desired will. God specifies how He wants us to live as Christians. And then there's His circumstantial will. That means when we fail to live up to God's standards, He wants us to know how we should respond to these circumstances. And then there's God's immediate will. Now, this covers what the Lord desires us to do today in our current situation. Now, how can we be sure that what we're considering is the will of God? How do we know? Well, each day is filled with decisions. We know that. So we make many decisions each and every day, and every choice is an opportunity to ask the Lord what He would have us to do. The decisions could be practical, moral, financial, or any other issue for that matter. You know, every aspect of our lives should be submitted to the will of God because He has already chosen the best possible course for you and me. He knows every circumstance of our lives from birth to death and has the wisdom, grace, goodness, and mercy to work in our hearts and guide every aspect of life. To help us confirm whether our decisions align with God's will, we should ask the following questions. Is this decision that I'm about to make consistent with God's word? You see, His will, God's will, and His word always agree. Always. Another question we should ask ourselves is this. Well, is it a wise choice? An initial consideration should be the consequences. Every decision comes with consequences. Some we like, and others we don't. Therefore, we must evaluate the likely result of our choice and how it will affect other people. Our choices will influence people to one degree or another. They watch how we live. They watch what we do and how we respond to situations. Although we can't live out God's will perfectly, we can make wise choices that benefit us and others as well in His kingdom. Here's another question we could ask ourselves. Can I honestly ask God to enable me to achieve this decision? Can I? The Christian life is a serious relationship with the Lord, and we should not presume to make decisions on our own and then seek God's approval. No, it doesn't work that way. First, we must ask Him if this is what He'd have us do. Since we live in a world opposed to God and His righteousness, we are inadequate to make wise choices without His help or guidance. Another question we should ask ourselves is this. Do I have genuine peace about this decision? When we are walking in God's will, we will have peace, quietness in our spirit, and an overwhelming sense of gratitude for His guidance. But if the decision is not according to His will, we may be plagued by doubts and inner irritation. Although we may be making the right choice, we must also be sure that it's according to God's timing. To step ahead or lag behind God could be very costly indeed. Another question we could ask ourselves, or should ask ourselves, is this. Is this choice consistent with the way God works? Throughout the Bible, God's ways are revealed, especially how He worked in the lives of biblical characters. The only way we can know that the Lord approves of what we are choosing to do is by determining whether it's consistent with His word. You know, God isn't trying to hide His will from us, but is ready to reveal it to anyone who genuinely wants to obey Him. However, if we are distant from God, and if we're living in sin, we cannot expect His guidance until we first heed His warnings and corrections. Another question we must ask ourselves. Does this decision fit who I am as a follower of Jesus Christ? You know, if we are truly born again and following Jesus, we will want to do His will by adapting our behaviors and attitudes to fit our identity in Christ. Let me give you an example. The way we speak, the way we dress, the way we respond and act should all be a reflection of Christ in us. If our choices aren't consistent with who we are in Christ, then they are not God's will. Another question we should ask ourselves, does this idea fit God's overall plan for my life? Some of the answers to our questions regarding what to do are clearly revealed in God's Word, the Bible. But at other times, the exact situation we are facing is not specifically mentioned in the Bible. Therefore, we must consider whether our choice would reveal an inconsistency between our claim to be a Christian and our behavior. Let me make this clear. Hypocrisy damages our testimony, witness, and influence for Christ. Let's ask ourselves also, will this decision honor God? Will it, Lord? See, God is honored when our choices align with His Word. But if we have unrest in our hearts, a lack of peace, and the situation keeps us awake at night, then we need to reconsider our decision. God brings up troubling thoughts to protect us from wrong choices because He loves us so much and wants to guide us to the best possible path. Another question to ask ourselves is this: will this choice result in unrest and regret for the rest of my life? The time to consider this question is before acting on a decision, because if it's not God's will, the regret and heartache we feel afterward may last a lifetime. And finally, ask ourselves this question: can I expect God to reward me for this decision? Oh, dear one, the choices we make in this life determine whether our actions are worthy of blessings now and our future reward in heaven. Praise God. Oh, Abba Father, thank You. Thank You, Lord, for teaching us through Your Holy Spirit in Your Word today. We want to know Your will. We want to walk obediently before You, Father. We want to walk in Your will and in Your ways. And I know that every one of us faces difficult decisions throughout our lifetimes. There are seasons where we can take it relatively easy and things are going relatively well. And then there are seasons of storms and conflicts, difficulties, business problems, interpersonal relationships gone awry, and decisions need to be made in regard to all of these things, finances included, every aspect of this life on earth we're going to have to make decisions about. And Father God, I ask You, just as You promise in the book of James, if we need wisdom, we're simply to ask You, Father. And the Bible says that You will give that wisdom to us freely, liberally, and You will upbraid us not. You will give us that wisdom through your Holy Spirit who lives in our hearts. For those who are struggling today, Lord, with decisions that they need to make about whatever, I don't know. You know all things, Father. Help those, Lord, who are struggling, whether in relationships or business deals or whatever the case may be, finances, difficult medical decisions. Father God, I pray that you would give your people, those who are listening today, give them your wisdom. Give us all wisdom from above. Lead us and guide us into the center of your perfect will for our lives. Give us your peace when we make those decisions according to your will. Give us your peace that passes all understanding. Guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus and be glorified, Lord, in and through our decisions and in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you so much for listening today, dear ones. I thank you for taking time out of your busy day or evening and listening to Your Place of Grace. Please do pick up a copy of the two books that I released in 2020. Now, I have a total of 10 books. You can find them at Amazon.com or on our website, yourplaceofgrace.com. But the two books I released in 2020 are called, what was the first one? It is Deliverance Handbook, Getting Free, Jesus Way. Then I came out with another book later in 2020 called Pertaining to Life and Godliness. Both books will be a blessing to you, I promise. And I would ask you today that if this podcast is a benefit to you, if it's a blessing to you, I would ask you to please prayerfully consider donating to this ministry. We are about to, a door has opened for us, and I believe God has opened it, and it's going to take resources for us to accomplish it. I'm not a multi-million dollar ministry. I'm not a big shot preacher. I'm not a celebrity Christian. I'm just some little Assemblies of God minister, evangelist, whose ministry is growing slowly, and God is opening an unreal, huge door before me. But to accomplish this task, and I'll share more with it in the weeks to come, but to accomplish this task, I need resources that I personally do not have. And I don't have expensive cars. I wear a Timex watch, for crying out loud. But, you know, we're blessed. We're good. My family and I are taken care of by the Lord. But we need some unbelievable resources that I personally do not have to accomplish what I believe God wants me to do, to reach multitudes more of souls throughout this world. And you can be part of that. I welcome you to please, I invite you to please partner with me in prayer, prayer for me and my family, pray for us, pray for our ministry, and also please, please, prayerfully consider sowing good seed into the good ground of Your Place of Grace Ministries. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. And you will help us to reach many souls with the gospel of Jesus Christ and the message of the cross. Thank you for listening today. Thank you so much. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may He always have a smiling countenance toward you, and may He give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, your family, and home. And may He grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.